It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. I'm looking at an app on my phone right now called Price Check by Amazon. Amazon wants me to go to a store, open this app, scan the barcode of a product, or even just take a picture of it, and then buy it from Amazon instead of the store I'm in. Saturday, Amazon will even knock an extra 5% off the price of the item if I do this. This is retail hardball, especially because the app also lets you report the price you see and the store you see it in to Amazon. Retail analyst Faith Hope Consolo says that changes the game.
Well, I just think it's not fair to ask the consumers to do their market research, because that's exactly what they're doing. You know, they're sending the consumer in the store and they're asking them to be, what should I say, shopping spies.
That data gives Amazon key intelligence in what is becoming an escalating retail war. And Consolo says some stores are better equipped for battle than others.
The threat is more to the independents than maybe to the big boxes.
Why is that?
Well, because they can't price adjust. They don't buy enough bulk. They don't have enough inventory. If they adjust the product, they really hurt their profit margin.
Waterloo Records and Video is located in Austin. Owner John Kuhn says personal service and knowledgeable staff have helped him compete against Amazon and iTunes over the years. I asked him if he's seen people using pricing apps in his store.
Yes, I have. And I mean, even before they had the app, there were people definitely that were putting in the info to check prices at other places. And I mean, that's something that a savvy shopper has done from the very beginning, as far as I'm concerned, but it's just a little easier with mobile technology being what it is these days.
The fight for your dollars may be more intense this year because there are more dollars at stake. Sales are expected to be up 3-4% over last year. Consolo says competition is becoming so intense that retailers just want to win at any cost.
Know if there's any normal playing field anymore. I just think the retailer just closes their eyes and says, I have to do whatever I have to do to be in the black by the end of the year.
Let's check in on Congress.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Say you watch something cool on Netflix and you want to click a button to recommend it to your Facebook friends. Right now, that is illegal in the United States. But a bill just approved in the House would change that. The reason you can't do it already has to do with this guy.
That's correct, Senator. I think the fact that I didn't get everything I wanted to say out was my fault.
Robert Bork, nominated to the Supreme Court in 1987. During confirmation hearings, Bork's personal video rental history was leaked to the press. He didn't rent anything scandalous, but the leak led to the 1988 Video Privacy Protection Act. That's back when people used to go to video stores. Remember those? Under the law, you have to give written consent on paper for your video history to be shared. Netflix and Facebook don't use paper. You can't stop by your local Netflix shop to sign something, so no sharing. The new bill would let you sign an agreement electronically. The bill goes on to the Senate next. But until it becomes law, you'll just have to type your recommendations into your status updates yourself. Be strong. You can do it. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuyforbusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.